a gospel of truth and light to mankind. The Paget Messages. Spirit Communications received by James E. Paget. Introduction. The Paget Messages is a remarkable spiritual journey that was first trodden by a Methodist lawyer living in Washington, D.C. who missed his recently departed wife Helen. James Paget received these spirit messages through his gift of automatic handwriting between the years 1914 to 1922. It was his heartfelt desire to communicate with his wife Helen, who had passed away in February 1914 at the relatively young age of 51, that commenced his interest in and communication with spirits. James Paget was a retired district attorney who lived in Washington, D.C. with the helpful support of two close friends, Dr. Leslie Stone and Eugene Morgan. James received many spirit messages that still retain their relevance today. I have resurrected here a title that is present in a message of April 6, 1915 as a suggestion. But as far as I know, this has never previously been used. These messages are typically referred to as the Paget messages by most who love them. Although I have read many channeled works, thousands of channeled messages and any number of spiritual tomes, these messages are in my opinion the most significant ever received, and it staggers me so few know of them. If you read this volume, and accept what is set out here, it will change you for all eternity. James Paget kept a diary recording the daily communications that he received. He often received more than one spirit message at a sitting, and we can follow James Paget's experiences and we can see how his spiritual journey unfolded. James never expected that such a comprehensive work would transpire that would eventually lead to the revealing and introduction of divine love. It is a wonderful experience when reading the Paget messages to open one's heart and to breathe in divine love and to feel this love is a true light in our journey. Feeling the divine love confirms the authenticity of these spirit messages and confirms the true ability of James Paget to receive truthful loving messages from spirits that only serve to benefit man in a positive way. There are currently a wide range of resources available to introduce the reader to the history of James Paget, and these will provide a more complete understanding of the events that transpired at the time these messages were received. This background of James Paget and his co-workers Dr. Stone and Eugene Morgan are available online. In the interest of brevity, I have not repeated this information in this publication, although these testimonies are an important background source. To access online information, Google Paget messages and a number of different websites will be offered to you. The first volume of these messages was only published in 1941, nearly 20 years after the last message was received, and it was 1958 before the last of the four volumes on which this book is based was published. In the ensuing years, a number of different titles appeared, often just a name change for a previously published volume. In fact, the current volumes published of The True Gospel Revealed New by Jesus use the original plates. However, there has been a long-standing need for these spirit messages received by James Paget to be published, printed, and presented in their chronological order so that the reader can follow the journey within these spirit messages. A final comment on the accuracy of this presentation of these messages. Over the years, various editors have made alterations to the grammar, and some of these have been minor, others much more significant. In this publication, I have used the oldest original publications, one that are available as the source, and I have limited my editing to removing capitalizations, and minor typographical or spelling corrections. Paragraphs and punctuation have, however, been altered as seen fit. In the original publications, a heading had been constructed by the editor, Dr. Stone, which heading was not present in the original message. These headings have been omitted here, in order to save space, as this publication has to fit into 740 pages. This volume started life as one created by Joseph Barbinski, and I would like to record my thanks for his initial work. As I preferred certain typographic changes, as also the degree of editorial interference that I felt is permissible within a work like this, I created this volume using his work as a one, True Gospel Revealed Anew by Jesus. Start. I have also spent some years tidying up and comparing the text back to the books, so there will be many small differences between this and other publications that appear to cover the same material. This also represents the very latest date estimates of the messages, as these are somewhat of a moving target. The issue of duplicated messages is more significant. In a number of cases, which are all itemized on the New Birth website too, messages were repeated in the four original volumes. These were duplicated, triplicated and in one instance republished four times. These present a problem when they differ, as all do to some extent as they were obviously retranscribed from the handwritten originals, in a chronological record such as this. I have thus created a composite message, using my very best efforts to discern what is likely to be the most accurate of the messages, on a sentence-by-sentence basis, even word-by-word. The original handwritten pages may well exist for many of these messages, but to date we have not been able to take advantage of that. The references to page numbers and volumes footnoted on these composites refer to the volumes known as True Gospel Revealed New by Jesus, which were first published by the Foundation Church of the New Birth in 1958. Quite naturally, these composites are different to the original publications. It was not my intention to try to improve on the grammatical structure of the messages by significant re-editing, and I apologize if some of the more long-winded sentences offend any of the readers. However, automatic writing is without punctuation, so I do feel free to adjust punctuation to improve readability. Where an editorial insertion has been made in the text, either by the original editor, Dr. Leslie Stone, or by me, these have been written, thus. Wherever, thus, appears in the text, this is simply an aid to reading, and is not an insertion. As the publisher of this book, A Gospel of Truth and Light to Mankind, The Paget Messages, I gratefully acknowledge all the individuals who have helped over the years to create and generate a worldwide awareness of the Paget Messages, and also the contribution that James Paget, with the help of the spirits, has given in the teachings of divine love. Welcome to the worldwide reading of the Paget Messages and the awareness of divine too, love, and to the journey of light, spirit, and love. Jeff Cutler, et al. Long Beach, NSW. Australia. November 2011. Messages 1914, arranged in order of the date received by James Paget, beginning with the first preserved message. May 31, 19143. I am here, Helen. Yes, I love you and you know it. Come to bed and I will let you feel my arms around your neck and will hug you and put you to sleep so that you will feel better in the morning. James asks, were you at the Baha'i meeting? Yes, I was. I did not think much of the address of the woman from India, because it did not tell of what the love of God is to the lost souls of man. You were not benefited much by it, as you were very lonely and needed the love of God to be preached. The other address was better, but it does not tell the way to truth and light that the Bible does. Be a Christian and love the God of the Bible. Yes, I am. And you know that I am in the spirit world. I can see that the things taught are the truth, for I am not in the flesh and am not bound by the limitations of the flesh as I was when alive. Yes, and I am trying to help you all that I can. Yes, you do, and I will continue to help if you will let me. Yes, I look upon him, Jesus, as a man of God, not as God himself. He is the one that should be your guide and friend. He is a very bright spirit and is far up in the heavens and is close to God. He does come to us sometimes, and keeps us in holy rapport with the Father. He is the loveliest of all the spirits in the heavens. He is not angry with you, for he loves you with his whole heart, and will do everything to help you. Yes, I am, but I am not in there, celestial, heavens yet, but I will soon be, and then you will learn much more from me. He, Helen's father, is getting better. He is beginning to see that this life is not for the Christians who have not the love of God in their hearts, but for those who love God with all their hearts and souls. He did not love God truly, he put too much faith in the literal words of the Bible, but the date is shown on the first message of that day only. 3. Did not have the spiritual love that he should have had. She, Helene's mother, is progressing, too. Your Father is in the heavens, and is a bright and shining spirit and is your guardian angel. He is with you very much and he will help you to progress and to become a more spiritual man. Your mother is far up in the heavens, and she is with you often and is trying to help you also. She is an exceedingly bright spirit and is very strong and is filled with the Holy Spirit to a very high degree. She is one of the brightest spirits that I know. She comes wholly to come to me very often, but she is much interested in you and will come to you when you write sometimes. She says she will tell you of the life in the higher spheres, and also will come to you when you sit for a photograph, in her illumined form, so that you may see that she is living and is part of the kingdom of God. She is the brightest spirit that I know. She is a very strong and powerful spirit, and will not let you be bothered by the evil spirits, or those who try to impersonate those spirits who are here and try to talk to you. She is here now and wants me to say that she is the loving grandmother that she always was, and will love you with her whole heart and he, Paget's grandfather, is not with her in the high heavens, but he is a very bright spirit, and he loves you, too. Yes, they are in the heavens, Grandmother and Grandfather Paget. Their love was so pure and holy that they went to the heavens of holy love. They are not. Yes, I am, and must stop. Good night, Helen. I am here, your father. Yes, I am. And I will try to tell you what you must do to form a band of spirit workers. Let me select them, and then you will not be troubled by bad spirits. You must not try to talk to everyone who may come to you, for one, the Paget messages 1914, that will work injury to you and you will not be able to get the best results. Let me tell you who you should have formed the band: your grandmother, your mother, Helen, Professor Salyards, Mr. Riddle, and myself. These are enough to help you in the investigation of spiritualism. James asks, will they join? Yes, I will have them come, and you can ask them. Grandmother, Anne Rollins, yes, I will, and you will be a successful medium, and will not need to go to the seances where you went on Friday night, as they are not helpful to you in the way of progressing in your investigations. Mother, yes, I am. I certainly will, and you will not be troubled by bad spirits, for your father and grandmother will keep them away from you. Professor Salyards, yes, I am, and I will be one of the band to help you. You will be my mouthpiece in my writing to the world the thoughts that I desire to make known on subjects that are of interest to mankind. Keep well and I will soon let you write my ideas of this life and of what I find to be the real truth of the love of God and the love of mankind. Asks Professor Salyards to write a verse. I am not in condition tonight, as you are too weak to write much more. Yes, I will show my face in the photograph, and then you will know that I am one of your band. Mr. Riddle, yes, I am, and I will be one of the band. You will not be annoyed by any others than the ones your father has named. I will write you what my beliefs and thoughts are of the life here so that you may know that I am just a spirit in search of the truth. You will see that I am not one who knows everything, but will try to learn whatever is possible and will tell you what I learn. Yes, and will let you see that I have my mustache and goatee just as in my earthly life. Father, yes. You can go to the photographer as soon as you find it convenient and we will be there, and you will see us all. I will be in my naval uniform and then you will be convinced that I am living. Paget's note, at the seance on Friday last, J. Shellington spoke to me and asked that he be permitted to join my band of spirits. I had not then thought of or had suggested to me a band of spirits. I suggested his name to my father, who wrote, Father, he is not of a spiritual kind that will be helpful to you, and I do not think it wise for him to join. He is too much of the earthly yet, but it will soon progress, and then we may have him join. 2. Go to bed and rest. Your father, John H. Paget. September 12, 1914. I am here, Jesus. God is love and they that worship him in spirit and love will not be forsaken. I came to tell you that you are very near there, celestial kingdom. Only believe and pray to the Father and you will soon know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You were hard-hearted and sinful, but now that you are seeking the light I will come to you and help you. Only believe and you will soon see the truth of my teachings. Go not in the way of the wicked, for their end is punishment and long-suffering. Let your love for God and your fellow man increase. You are not in condition for further writing. I will come to you again when you are stronger. Yes, it is Jesus, and I want the world to follow the teachings of my words. Goodbye, and may the Holy Spirit bless you as I do. Jesus the Christ, I am here, Helen. Yes, I am here, and I love to be with you. James asks, who last wrote to me? The Savior of men. He was with you, and I was so glad, as I feel that you will now believe that I am in the spirit world and in the love of God. He is the Lord who came down from heaven to save men. Let his love for you help you to become a more spiritual man. God will bless you in all your doings. Good night, Helen. Yes, I am here, your father. Yes, it is true. He was with you, and you will soon learn much more from him, as he says that he will teach you the truth and the light and the way. Love God and keep his commandments. Let your heart be open to the divine teachings of the Master. He will not show you all the love he has for you, but will let you feel that he is your loving friend and Savior. Why did he come to me? Because he loves you and believes that you may be of some benefit to the world. Yes, he was the real Jesus of the Bible. He is not in the heavens and sitting on the right hand of the Father, but is among all mankind and still teaching them the power of love and truth. He does not need the worship of men, but all that he wants is their love and happiness. The Paget Messages 1914. He is not the Savior of the few, but of all who will ask him to help them. Let your love for God increase, and you will not be unhappy or cast down. Good night, your father, John H. Paget. I am here, your grandmother. Give your heart to the Lord, and he will bless you, as you will soon realize. He did, and he will come to you again soon. He is waiting to tell you of the truths that he is longing to have you know. He is not going to let you feel that he is away up in the heavens far beyond the reach of men, but is with them all the time, working and trying to save them from their sins. Let your love for God and his truths keep you from unbelief and doubt. Be a true seeker after the knowledge that is in Christ, and you will not be long in doubt as to which is the way to eternal happiness. Keep trying to find the truth. He told me that he would come to you so that you might not doubt any longer, and he is not going to leave you again as he did some years ago when your heart was hard and sinful. You must believe that he came to you. He is no other than Jesus of the Bible. I will love and help you at all times. Your grandmother, Anne Rollins. September 14, 1914. I am here, Helen. With all my heart. I was so happy. You must not be unhappy, because I am with you all the time, and you will not be lonely if you love me as you did this morning. You are my only darling one, and this is my one dear privilege of having you for myself. Be true to me and you will be happy. Yes, the Master was with you on Saturday night, and he is the only one who can help you to feel the love of God as you did. The following question, referring to Mr. Colburn, who said it might be a false impersonation. Yes, and I heard what was said. He is not correct in saying that I do not know Jesus when he comes among us. He is so luminous with the love of God and the spirit of righteousness in his whole being that we all know that he is the true Christ. Do not let any doubt exist in your mind that the one who wrote to you was not Jesus. He was the true Jesus of the Bible. Yes, and I have seen the spirit of Rector. He is not the spirit that he represents himself to be. He is a wicked spirit who goes about to deceive the mortals on earth. He is a wicked spirit who is no three, love for God or man, and he is trying to lead mankind to believe that he is the Christ. He will be severely punished at the time of reckoning. Yes, and I know what I am talking about, as I have been warned against him. Your grandmother, who is in one of the highest planes of the spirit world, has told me of him. He, Jesus, is a very bright and handsome spirit. He is not the same as the picture on earth represents him to be. He is very lovely and kind and filled with love, and has a face that seems to glow with the spirit of the love of his Father. He is a most holy looking spirit, and does not know that he is a lovely one, but seems so humble and ready to serve all who need his help and love. Yes, he will, and you must believe in him and follow his advice. He wants you to become a good and pure man. He saw that you were longing to know the truth, and he was anxious to help you. He saw that you were distressed and that you needed the assistance of his great love and teaching. Tell Mr. Colburn that he must believe that Jesus is ready to come to him and show him the truth and love of God, and that he must not think that the Christ is not teaching mankind the way of truth and love. He is only hearing the cry of the penitent and the lost soul. He will come when you earnestly call for him and will teach you the true and secret meanings of his sayings as recorded in the Bible. Only have faith and love the Father. He has told me that he is only waiting for you and your friend, Mr. Colburn, to call on him in faith and earnestness, and he will come to you both. Yes, and I am progressing very rapidly and will soon be in the third sphere. You must not wish for that now. Be contented a little while and you will soon be with me. No, I will wait for you and we will go together to the higher planes of love and light. We will always be together as husband and wife. Paget asked the question, did she love her children very much? Yes, I love them and am with them very often, but they are the love mates of others. They will find their happiness in the society of these others. They will not need me after a little while, except that I shall help them to feel that their mother is watching over them and loves them as a mother. Do not let their lives be too much a part of yours, as you are not the one that God decreed should be with them as their true loves forever. Let your love for them only help them to learn that they must live right and love their God. The Paget Messages 1914. Yes, she, Nita, is in the school and is very happy and only wants to have her school commence its exercises. She loves you very much and is a true daughter, and is learning the truths of Christ's teachings. You are my dearest and only love, and you will be my soulmate when you come to me in the future. Let me feel that you love me as I do you, and I shall be very happy. Yes, and I saw the book that you were reading. The last one is not helpful, let it alone, as it is but the philosophy of a man that has a hobby and he will not convince you of any helpful truth. Be a true follower of Christ and you will need no other knowledge or help. Yes, and I do not agree with him as to spiritualism or Christian Science. He is not well enough informed on either to form a correct judgment. He is too bigoted and has not a true conception of the Bible. Let him alone. Good night, with all my love and many kisses, Helen. I am here, your father. I am happy and so is your mother, and you are very much better spiritually than when you were a very young boy. You are commencing to see the true teachings of the Bible. Let your teachings be in Christ, as he is the truth and the way and the light. It was Jesus of the Bible that came to you on Saturday night. I know because I was with him and know it was he. He is not an impostor, as your friend thinks might come representing himself to be the true Christ, but he was Jesus of Nazareth, and he was the only one in all the spirit world who has the wonderful countenance of love and truth. He is the one true Son of God that can save you and your friend from your sins. Believe in him and do not let the teachings or false statements of the other spirits cause you to have doubts as to his being the true Christ. Keep his love fresh in your hearts. He will come to you again and also to Mr. Colburn if he will only believe and earnestly pray to him. He is not the spirit that Mr. Colburn thinks may impersonate him. He is the true Jesus that was hanged on the cross and arose again from the dead. Be not deceived by the spirits who say that he cannot come to you or your friend. He is your friend and savior, and he loves you both as his younger brothers. Give your love to God and he will show you the way to salvation. Jesus is the personality that took the form of man and lived on the earth, teaching the truths of for God. Christ is the truths that Jesus taught, and these truths are the everlasting things that will save a human race from their sins. He is a spirit just as we are, but he is so very far above us in the spirit life and knowledge of God that we all, who believe in God, look up to him as our teacher and savior from our sins. Believe that he is your savior and you will not be deceived. Let his love for you keep you in the true way to eternal life and happiness. Goodbye and may God bless you, your father. I am here, your grandmother. I am exceedingly happy and am glad that you are seeing the truth as it is in Christ. He is the truest Son of God as I have found in my life here. He is not a savior of the merely churchmen, but of them who have received the new birth of the Spirit. Do not let the thought that you must be a member of any church keep you from seeking his help and love, for he is the savior of the individual and not of the aggregate of people who happen to belong to a church. He was with you on Saturday night and he talked to you. I am well acquainted with him and often see and converse with him, so I know that he was the true Christ of the Scriptures.